From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Could it be another ballistic missile from North Korea? Japanese and South Korean officials say that they've detected signs that North Korea is possibly planning for a ballistic missile launch. Japanese broadcaster NHK said the government has put its military on alert for a possible launch. Japan has also ordered its naval destroyers to shoot down any projectiles that threaten its territory. A South Korean defense official said Seoul is maintaining combat readiness. Iraqi military leaders say their security forces began an operation today to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. As the fighting begins, there are growing concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside the Islamic State-held city. UNHCR says it's receiving reports of horrific civilian suffering. Also, more than 20 people are dead in Baghdad after Islamist militants exploded a series of bombs in and around Baghdad today. Islamic State terrorists claimed responsibility for the two attacks. The chief peace negotiator for Syria's mainstream opposition says he's quitting his post over the failure of UN-backed peace efforts to find a political solution to the country's long-running civil war. Mohammed Alush linked his decision to ongoing violence by Russian-backed government forces. 2 weeks of peace talks in Geneva, where UN envoys met separately with envoys from the Assad government and opposition groups, ended in April without a deal as new fighting flared near the Syrian border. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he's not sure when the peace talks will resume. Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a desperate fight in the countryside north of Aleppo. Days of clashes between moderate and Islamist rebel factions and the Islamic State group imperils rebel resupplies from Turkey. This is